How does Juneteenth change as it becomes an institution? An informal celebration is now a federal holiday. It marks the emancipation of enslaved people in Texas after the Civil War. Anna Gifty Opoku-Agyeman thinks a lot about how to celebrate. She's editor of a book called The Black Agenda, and she plans to mark the holiday even though she is a daughter of immigrants whose ancestors were not in the United States in 1865.
Juneteenth is something that is not necessarily part of the story of all Black folks in America, but it's part of Black America's story, and I think that is worth celebrating every time.
Can I ask a question? Because I imagine it's on the mind of somebody listening. Should white people celebrate this holiday?
I think white people should celebrate this holiday in the way that centers Black Americans. What I mean by that is, if your celebration looks like taking away or speaking over Black Americans and how they're choosing to celebrate and how they're choosing to stand in their truth, then I don't think that's actually celebrating alongside Black Americans. Just don't interrupt, you know, Black folks who are just trying to have a great time.
What have you thought about as over time this event has gone from an informal holiday celebrated by some people in some places to an official holiday that is becoming a big deal?
You know, I think it's great that, you know, there's aspects of the Black American story that are being commemorated in this way. I think that, you know, Dr. Trevon Logan said it best, Juneteenth should remind Americans that emancipation was necessary, but insufficient, right? There needs to be an actual grappling with how racial injustice is still shaping the lives of Black Americans and Black folks in America by extension today.
Is the holiday becoming commercialized?
100%. Literally, like, there was like a watermelon salad, you know, at a children's museum in commemoration of Juneteenth. I think the commodification of Juneteenth oftentimes happens in the absence of Black folks actually having a say in how, you know, Juneteenth is commemorated by a company or an organization. I don't think any Black person would say, please come out with a Juneteenth flavored ice cream. Okay, I'm looking at Walmart, right?
Yeah, Walmart came out with a Juneteenth flavored ice cream.
Exactly.
So what's wrong with that? Let's put it into words.
I mean, why are you taking the celebration of the emancipation of slavery in, you know, certain parts of the U.S. and trying to sell it as a quick, you know, here's something that you can easily digest, literally, right? And I think that is a problem, because you wouldn't do that with other important American milestones, right? And I think even then, like, there's a level of care that needs to go into that, because the reality is, you know, while Juneteenth is being commodified, Black Americans and Black folks in America are still struggling. So you're making money off of supposed, you know, Black liberation and freedom when that freedom and liberation hasn't been fully realized.
Is there something inevitable about this? Christmas is massively commercialized. Easter is massively commercialized. There are all these holidays that are deeply meaningful to millions of individuals that are also an opportunity to make a buck. And sometimes it's the very same people doing both things.
What I'll say about that is, you know, yes, it's America. So commodification and commercialization is inevitable, right? You know, just go to Times Square, for example. I think my whole point around that is organizations that really want to deeply engage with Juneteenth also need to deeply grapple with how racial injustice is sort of taking place in their own organizations.
Anna Gifty Opoku-Agyeman, the editor of The Black Agenda. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.